Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Dr. Vera Hughes, is red hot for the Messiah. Imagine anyone that would go through an experience such as she did would have to be red hot for the Messiah, because she gave birth to her second child. She started hemorrhaging. She had 39 blood transfusions, 6 surgeries. She literally died in the hospital, left her body. She was so worn out, so tired. How much did you weigh at that time?
At that time, they had recorded 83 pounds.
And you were just fighting, and it was just too hard a fight, and you were tired. And so she leaves her body, and she sees these gates of gold, and she thinks, this is heaven, what I've been told about, where my pastor told me I would go, because I told God I was sorry for my sins this week, and then I'd go commit them again, and then I'd come back, and I'd tell God that I was sorry, and then I would commit it again. And God wasn't real to her, but her church told her she was okay. And she almost went into hell, but her relatives, her friends, wouldn't let loose of prayer. And so she saw someone in gleaming light. She didn't even know who it was, but it was Jesus. And before she went into the gates of hell, her eyes were opened, and she could see that it was hell. And by the prayers, she didn't end up there, but she came back to a body that was totally not much good, paralyzed, and her kidneys had failed, her eyesight had failed, hepatitis B from blood transfusions, ticked it to morphine. God healed her of every one of these things. Now, Vera, when you came back and you were born again, all of a sudden, gifts of the Spirit started operating in you. That you didn't think this, did you think these things were not for today? Did you think these things were not for you? What happened?
I was in a church service at one time. I remember going to church, and I looked at this lady, and I knew I had something to say to her. I didn't understand words of knowledge. I didn't understand any of the gifts, but I had to tell her something, said. And I told her, I walked up to her and said, "You and your husband are going to have a baby. It's going to be a boy, and you should name him Isaiah." And I said, "On this date, you're going to have this baby."
On this date? Do you realize that prophets don't give dates because there's a good way they could be wrong?
I thought about that. I spoke to them, and they smiled. They said, "Thank you very much." And I gave them the date, September 21st. The next year, September 21st, she had a baby boy, and his name was Isaiah.
And you were shocked that you gave that word, I bet. And even more shocked that it came to pass.
I didn't understand. I said, "What is going on?" I thought again that I remember my aunt, you know, thinking she had, you know, she wasn't doing this stuff through witchcraft. But I didn't understand the gift of the Spirit. And all of a sudden, I would go places again. And I remember in the service, I told the pastor that there's such an evil presence over his church, and that the church is going to be divided because it's not of God. I was so scared and ashamed of myself. I said, "Lord, why did you have me tell that pastor that?" And you know what happened?
What?
Months later, said the church was split because he wasn't living for God. It split, just like the Lord had told me. And then I realized I better find out what's going on. So I started reading about prophecies, things I despise, because I've seen prophecies before. And I saw that they were speaking to people in the flesh, a lot of people, like, "You're going to have new cars." And I believe people should be prosperous, but they were prophesying cars and houses and lands. And I was prophesying that God's going to split your church, you know? So I had to start studying, and I understood now that prophecy, first of all, it was signs for the unbeliever, because those people, that man and woman, they were unbelievers. And when they saw they got that baby, They started serving God with all their might. The church, when I told them the church is going to split, first of all, they want to throw me out the church. Can you imagine, Sid?
I'm sure.
And then I remember going into churches or having one of my meetings. I have a lot of women's meetings and laying hands on people and saying, you know, you're going to get healed. You're not going to go through this surgery. And then prophesying and standing up that God is going to, revival is going to break out in your church. I didn't understand that. But then I understood after a while after studying that it was sent from God. It was a gift of God.
Now, how about the gifts of healing? How's that? That started being released in you.
All of a sudden, you know, people basically, they were reading my book or they knew about my testimony.
I mean, people are even being healed that are reading her book. The anointing is all over this book. Yeah. I mean, anyone that comes into the presence of Jesus, and that's what who rescued you from entering into hell. Tell me what you remember about the way he looked.
All I remember about the way he looked, the Jesus was, all I saw was feet. And one thing I forgot to tell you, they had holes in the feet. And it had a white robe. And his voice was like the sweetest thing. It was like a voice of many rushing waters.
But tell me about reading the Bible. Had you read the Bible much before this encounter with Jesus?
Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. That was it.
So when you would read the Bible about all of these miracles, what did you pray?
I prayed, Lord, let me do what you can do. I want to be just like you. And all of a sudden, I remember praying, start praying for people, and they would get healed. And I was like, what is going on? And basically, it did scare me again because I didn't understand. All I knew, Sid, is I had a heart for God. I had a heart to snatch people from the gates of hell. I had a heart to see that the devil was killing people prematurely. I had a heart to see families saved. That's all I knew, Sid. I had the heart like God. He gave me his heart just to be like him for the world. And that's what I believe today, that Jesus saves. He wants his people saved. He wants his people delivered. And he wants them set free. And he wants to shun them from hell. He died so they would not have to go to hell. And I'm here as a living testimony that hell is real. And you don't have to spend eternity there.
Okay, there are people that have been listening to us all this week, some just today, that want to know for sure that they're saved. I believe they should read your book because it's as vivid a presentation of the reality of the invisible world as anyone will ever read. But they may not live in time to read your book. Would you pray for them right now?
Yes, I will. Heavenly Father, I come to you today in the name of Jesus, acknowledging, you should acknowledge that you're a sinner. Like me, all my life, I have tried to live by my own rules. But now I realize that I need you. Your word says in Romans 10:9, that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and more importantly, believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Lord, I am now confessing, not only with my mouth, but Lord, I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. I turn my back on the world, rejecting its evils. Based on your word and knowing that you cannot lie, I declare that I am now saved. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. My life will never be the same.
Now, you may not have repeated those words with Dr. Vera Hughes, but you understood the basics. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will believe it in your heart and ask him to live inside of you, just your own way. Tell him that you're sorry for your sins and you need his help to change and start reading your Bible. And for those of you that have loved ones that, you know, they're not saved. They may be churchgoers, but you know they're not saved. If you get this book, it'll scare the devil out of them. Hell will become so real. And if you're a believer and you read this book and you find how prayers went all the way to the gate of hell and robbed the devil of his plunder, your faith is going to just soar, And for those of you that need to be healed, pray quickly for people to be healed, Vera.
Yes, Lord, I pray that your healing power will go into the body right now to bring about a healing and a cure. I believe, Lord, that you're touching lives right now, Lord. You're raising people from the dead even, Lord. You're taking away cancer. You're taking away hepatitis. You're fixing people who said they will never get up, Lord. They're going to rise up even now by the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I've been hearing ears are being opened. Backs are being healed in Jesus. Spines are totally restored in Jesus' name. Please order her book, From the Gates of Hell to the Gates of Glory. Read it yourself and then give it to someone. They will read this fascinating reading. Donation of $17 from the Gates of Hell to the Gates of Glory. This is the Shabbat broadcast. Let me pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.